Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Beasley swings it in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Boyd will try a long hit! What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular! It's hit with no regard for humanity! Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone!
It's Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, you better have your cell phones available tonight because we will be giving out a lot of tickets. Houston Dynamo Colorado this Saturday, Houston Dash in their opener against the Chicago Red Stars. I've got tickets to both. Have those cell phones ready tonight. Welcome into Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Fresh off the wheelhouse. It was nice to hear that Dickie V has been considered cancer-free ahead of what we're doing on Sunday with the Kick Cancer Soccer Clinics here in Houston. I'll tell you about them. You can still sign up at dynamosoccer.com and sg1soccer.com. So I hope we're going to get some more sign-ups here. We will get people out on Sunday, and we'll raise some awareness for pediatric cancer. Plus, this all goes to the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity, which they do a really cool thing. They help provide scholarships for cancer, pediatric cancer patients. So that's Kick Cancer Soccer Clinics this Sunday. All right, big day in the Champions League. We got Dynamo Talk tonight. Jessica O'Neill, the Houston Dash president, who's now in town. She will be on the show tonight. A nice lengthy interview with her on her take of the Dash and how to make the team more popular and more relevant in Houston, get more fans to games. Marcelo Balboa of the Colorado Rapids, you know him from the U.S. men's national team, playing in World Cups, especially that 94 World Cup. You remember Marcelo, he's the analyst for the Colorado Rapids. He will be on the show tonight. He'll give us his take on Colorado. So, you know, we're doing what nobody really does in Houston. And when that comes to setting up games for the Dynamo, well, you're going to hear from the opponent and about the opponent, who's coming in for the opponent and how they play if you don't know. And Coco Carrasquilla, for me, clearly the most defining player in the game against the Vancouver Whitecaps. To me, he was the man of the match. I know Darwin Quintero, obviously with the 2 goals, is going to get a lot of the headlines, team of the week, all that, and he deserved that. But I think Coco Carrasquilla, if you're looking at different things outside of goals, which that's the toughest thing to do in the game, but he played a part in that first goal with a wonderfully weighted pass to Corey Baird. Really, really interesting interview we're going to run tonight with Coco Carrasquilla. And he's one you need to get to know because he's got big opportunity. Of course, he's on loan until the summer. Dynamo will have to decide about him. If he plays well, you want to, I think, likely retain him based on the fact that you'll know whether or not Panama's going to the World Cup. If he goes to the World Cup and plays well, who knows where his value shoots, right? So a lot of interesting things there. So Coco Carrasquilla will join the show. And then Derek Stowers of Dynamo Theory will jump on the program. And we'll chat some Houston Dynamo with Derek. So a couple of good, really good guests today. By the way, Cristiano Ronaldo breaking the all-time FIFA record, 806th career goal. That was the hat trick he hit for against Spurs. Now he has 59 career hat tricks. He's 37 years of age and he meets Tom Brady after that game, and just because they're together, all of a sudden, Ronaldo convinced Brady to come out of retirement, not buying it. Look, both the teams are owned by the Glazers, probably a setup moment, still a cool moment for most of us. We always forget, you know, when these moments are set up and there's video, somebody's holding a camera, right? So there's some thought that goes into these things. We do know that, right? Most Champions League goals, 140 for Ronaldo. And you don't know the man whose record he broke, do you? I know you don't. Do you know Andrew Carlson?
I remember, but the name, there's no chance of pronouncing it. So you just go ahead and say it, Glenn.
All right. So Josef Bican. Josef Pepe Bican had 805 goals, the all-time FIFA record, until Ronaldo broke it with the hat trick against Spurs. He was an Austrian-Czech striker, played with Slavia Prague most of his career. That's where he scored most of his goals, 427, club from the Czech Republic. Also played for Rapid Vienna, which was a very big club at the time. His career spanned 1931 to 57. That's why nobody knows who he is over time. But that's the cool thing. When his record's broken, we learn about this guy. And it forces us to go, you know, read about him and find out about him. And who knows? Relative to his time, he was the Cristiano Ronaldo of those times. So there you go. Pretty interesting stuff there. So great lineup. Lots of tickets to give away. Sources telling me and a number of people that the Dynamo will expect to cross the T's, dot the I's of a young Brazilian under 22 initiative player called Thiaguinho. We'll call him Thiago. That's expected to get done next week, but all for all intents and purposes, the Dynamo are going to pick up an attacking sort of Brazilian who comes from Flamengo. Now, the book on him, left-footed, more of an inverted type winger. Good tight control, good in combination play. Apparently has power from long range. This is a loan deal from Flamengo. So this is good business, right? Less risk. You get to have the player for a large majority of the season. And then you make a decision on him. If you want to buy him or not, then I'm sure he's got a price tag on him. So it is a player the Dynamo were rumored to have been connected with. I do know other teams in MLS, per my sources, also had him on their books, including, or at least had an eye on him, including the New England Revolution. All right, today we had some very important Champions League matches. And, of course, by the way, after talking about Ronaldo, let's not forget Manchester United was eliminated from the Champions League by Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid under Diego Simeone advanced 2-1 on aggregate. Atletico went into Old Trafford, got a goal from Renan Lodi, and won that game 1-0. Hector Herrera played very well in that game, kicked Ronaldo a couple times, broke a lot of plays up, good in distribution, switching the point of attack. So some good things from Hector Herrera. Now, the whole Hector Herrera thing is very, very interesting because a lot of Mexican fans, because he's now playing at Atletico Madrid, and it's taken a while for him to get regular minutes. Simeone obviously has trust in him now. You know, question the fact that he decides to leave Europe. The Mexican fan is a tough one to please. But he is coming to Houston. That's going to be fantastic to see him just planted right in front of two center backs. I can't see him playing anywhere else than there. Let him organize your midfield, run the show, and forward thinking you go. Look, he's going to lift the bar in a lot of ways. He's going to lift the bar in a locker room. He's going to lift the bar in demand on the field. That's the reason why Pat Onstad and company are signing a player of this stature. It's not only for on and off the field, but it's also simply, you know, from just raising the bar of the club, raising the bar, the wants, the desires of the players. Yeah, it's hard when you're in a market and, you know, it's really, you're not getting enough attention. You're not getting any real healthy pressure and criticism for players. I mean, you need that and everybody needs that. Well, here's another way to lift the healthy pressure, and that is live up to the demands of a world-class player in Hector Herrera, the captain of Mexico. Give us a call, 713-780-3776. Talk to us about Hector Herrera. What type of impact do you think he'll have on and off the field for the Houston Dynamo? 713-780-3776. If you're a Liga MX fan, if you're a fan of the Mexican national team, are you excited he's coming? Do you see him adding a couple thousand to the gate every game? What do you think of the Dynamo? They need to be positioned well when he gets here. I don't think there's any question. You don't want to have, You want to be within striking distance or in a playoff position when he gets here. I don't think there's any question about that. And I think if you look at the moves Pat Onstad and the Dynamo have made, well, you signed a very good goalkeeper capable of winning you games in Steve Clark. Also very eccentric guy, great locker room guy. He had a lot of fun. He was wearing the cowboy hat during our pregame interview on AT&T Sportsnet. It's fun stuff, eccentric, somebody the fans are going to want to learn about. You add Daniel Starris. So now you've got more competition at the center back position. Starris has played very well in the first couple of games. He's kept Teenage Adebi off the field. We'll talk a little bit about that. Who's your designated player? You've got competition at the outside back position with Zeca the Brazilian coming in, with Griffin Dorsey growing, with Zarek Valentin, Adam Lundqvist. So you've got additional depth and competition there. Competition lifting the bar here for the Houston Dynamo. And then, of course, with the signing of Thiago, that's more competition in the wide attacking areas for the Houston Dynamo, which is pretty much locked down right now by Corey Baird and Fafa Pico. Sebas Ferreira, we'll talk about him tonight. Still looking for that first goal. You don't want that striker to go too long without getting that first one. So we'll talk about him as well. Today, Arsenal go down to Liverpool 2-0. That's one of the three games in hand they had. So now Liverpool is only a point behind Manchester City after City on the weekend drawing. So you got a real race between City and Liverpool. I don't think any question now that's going to make things exciting. That fight for the fourth and final Champions League spot is also a very, very big one. All right, so let's go to, let's start with today, Villarreal knocking out the old lady. She gone. Villarreal, a 3-0 victory. They advance 4-1 on aggregate. They get the first goal of the game. Two penalty kicks. The first one comes from Gerard Moreno.
Gerard Moreno steps up for Villarreal. Squeezed in the bottom corner.
Villarreal gets a second Pau Torres.
Fans jumping up. And there's the second. Pau Torres has all but settled it for the visitors.
And then Juventus piling everybody forward. They were getting hit on the counter. Another penalty earned, and Arnaut Danjuma will make it 3-0.
Danjuma steps up to make it 3, and so he does. Villarreal through to the next round of the Champions League.
So there you have it. Big win for Unai Emery and Villarreal. They knock out Juventus, of course, still injured out with the broken foot. Weston McKennie, they miss him, they miss his energy, and so will the United States in the upcoming round of CONCACAF World Cup qualifying. Again, number to call, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. So Dynamo, 2-1 winners over Vancouver, and this was the first MLS win for the head coach, Paulo Nagamura, a very important win for him, a very important win for the club. Before the game, you see the lineup comes out. You've got Darwin Quintero, Coco Carrasquilla in the lineup. That symbolizes the fact that the Dynamo at home are going to press with those two in the lineup. You wouldn't do that without that, especially with Quintero in there. The Dynamo come out pressing, but they go down on the counterattack to a beautifully put together goal from Christian Dahomey to Lucas Cavallini.
Gold, the Scotsman, he gets it back. Aberdeen, Scotland is where he's born, and it's 1-0. It's a side footer. It's whipped in. Lenny Sartini's going wild on the bench. It's Cavallini who's going to get his first of the year and the first of the year for Vancouver.
14th minute, but the Dynamo come back for a comeback victory. 33rd minute, Coco Carrasquilla hits a wonderful ball to Corey Baird. Darwin Quintero will get the tap in.
Carrasquilla, that's a great run from Baird. Oh. And there's the tap in. Oh. It's Darwin Quintero. It's all tied up. Switch of play, and the scientist of goals has brought the Dynamo level here.
Now, with the Dynamo playing a higher pressing game today, that means your center forward, Sebas Ferreira, gets around the penalty area more. They'll play into him on this goal by Quintero. it's poke tackled away from a defender. It's not a pass. It's not an assist. But the mere fact that he's in and around the edge of the penalty area, which he couldn't get around during the first two games the Dynamo played, which did not include Carrasquilla and Darwin Quintero in the lineup. Now he's closer to the box. Now you have him as a target. You're trying to play into your striker. And even though this gets poke tackled away, it leads to a wonderful chance and a spectacular hit.
Carrasquilla, who's pushing the attack right away. That's a great ball to Ferreira. Ferreira, top of the box. Quintero, the blast. Oh, what a hit! That one sears through the night of Houston, Texas, and cradles in the back of the Vancouver goal. It is now 2-1 Houston Dynamo in the 50th minute.
58% of the possession on the night. We expected that with those two in the lineup and the approach of Colorado. 16 shots for the Dynamo, 17 for Vancouver. Four shots on goal, two for Vancouver. The Dynamo making 170 more passes in this game, 88% passing accuracy, 21 crosses to 18 crosses. So it's a big win for the Dynamo in the scheme of things. And now they've got a bigger test against the Colorado Rapids. Personally, Vancouver, I thought, gave players like Darwin Quintero and Coco Carrasquilla too much room to operate. And these guys can hurt you if they do. All right, right now, caller number three, you're going to get a four-pack to the Houston Dynamo Colorado. Four-pack right now, 713-780-3776. Four tickets to the Dynamo Rapids this weekend right now at 713-780-3776. Show is always brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-HURT for them. They're bilingual. They'll take your case, whatever type of accident you get in, car, boat, motorcycle, you don't want to, but you do need representation. John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm, are presenting sponsors. A big thank you to them tonight. And another reminder here, Kick Cancer Soccer Clinics. Go to dynamosoccer.com. That's plural. dynamosoccer.com. Sign up. SG1soccer.com. We need more clinic players out there, open to all youth players. Up to 18. Two different sites. Cyfair Dynamo's running it with the former Houston hotshot Olivier Finidori. SG1 Soccer hosting it with Alex Parra and company. We've got Josh Cardner of the LA Galaxy Sporting Kansas City coming out. Earl Barrett, who played in the Premier League with Aston Villa, will be one of the guests. Ethan Hughes, who's a cancer survivor, a motocross rider, he's going to address the kids. Eddie Robinson, the former Dynamo defender, my partner on TV, also will be there. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Derek Stowers next with Dynamo Theory.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Awesome feeling, but I think we have to praise the group of players that step on the field and were very disciplined, showed a lot of character, never put their head down when you could see the first goal. So very pleased with their performance. Very happy for the win, and let's hope that we keep building from this.
Memorable win for Paulo Nagamura, his first as a head coach in Major League Soccer after coming from Sporting Kansas City. Went with a more attack-oriented lineup. It paid off. Darwin Quintero, Coco Carrasquilla, and a more pressing game. Very evident, very different than the first two games. Here's more from Paulo Nagamura. This time he talks a little bit about how the team is improving both the character and mentality of the squad.
Yeah, that's what I say exactly for the players after the game. I think what made us, the coaching staff, really, really proud after the final whistle was blown is that this team showed a lot of character. We bended, but we never broke. We conceded first. We never changed the way that we wanted to approach the game. The guys believe it and what it was what was the game plan, the strategic for the game. We made very, very clear how we could break Vancouver, and I think they're very disciplined with that, and I think it paid off in the game. I think we created a lot of chances. We could score even more goals tonight. But again, the guys showed a lot of character and a lot of great mentality throughout the game, even in the final 10 minutes when we were under pressure and we were trying to just keep the 2-1 score.
So that was Paulo Nagamura talking about a squad. It was a very different squad. It was a very different lineup in this game. This segment is brought to you by Advantage BMW in Midtown. Leasing and buying a BMW at Advantage BMW Midtown, it can be easy. You get down there, they'll take you through the entire process. You can get in a 3, a 5, a 7 series in an SUV. Advantage BMW Midtown, they're going to cover you in sales, service, and finance. It can be done very, very easily. I've bought from them over the years. Numerous vehicles. So you can get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Go down there and ask for Justin. Ask for Steven. All right. Second segment guest from Dynamo Theory. He is Derek Stowers, and Derek joins us now. Derek, how are you?
Hey, doing well, Glenn. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, appreciate having you on. And you know, it's important for me to get on others that are covering the game here and given a platform. And I just for our listeners, just tell me a little bit about Dynamo Theory, and then also tell us a little bit about your soccer background.
Sure. So Dynamo Theory is a part of SB Nation and SB Nation Soccer. I think that they share, or they used to anyway, because I did some radio with SB Nation Radio. I think that was with ESPN. I got initially involved with Dynamo Theory just by being a fan and commenting enough times in the comment section occasionally gives you some notice, and that kind of brings you some of the managers and editors here brought me in. And doing enough work over time, you become an editor, and I'm proud to work with a great team of people here. My soccer background, I've been playing for a long time, and I was also, I believe that you, I was at one of your, with the Bel Air Soccer Club was one of my club when I was in Super 2. I was at one of your training things where you were a trainer, and I met you one time when I was in high school. So that was we're all coming full circle here.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I had no idea. So thanks for bringing that up. That's when I was phasing out of coaching, but I was going over to Bel Air doing some stuff. That's where we did our first ever Kick Cancer Camp to start that off many, many years ago. So you must have been a really young guy back then.
No,
still be a very young guy.
It probably wasn't that long ago, but,
Yeah. Well, I thank you for saying that. It was a long time ago. So the good news is you're still young. The bad news is I'm older. So let's talk about your general impressions here. When you saw the starting lineup, you saw that Darwin Quintero was going to be in on it, Coco Carrasquilla. I'm sure that got you excited like a lot of the fans.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of the impressions that we had seen in preseason, and then we saw the first two games a little bit more what we, at the time, from the outside in, interpreted as kind of a more conservative defensive, lineup. And, when you're going away, that's not always a bad thing, because dominance on at home is so important. So sometimes you kind of have to prepare for the home field advantage that you're going up against. But in the opener, we were a little confused, but, we got some clarity coming out about Coco Carrasquilla kind of having that injury that he was coming back from that final preseason game.
The hamstring.
Where he wasn't 90 minutes fit, and if you're not 90 minutes fit, you don't usually want to start your players. So Yeah, I mean, it was refreshing to see in the win, though, because we got to see, like, the field literally open up. And I think that you touched on some of those points earlier about, like, Vancouver kind of being a little bit hesitant to push forward, but at the same time, simply having the midfield stretched by having more midfielders in advanced positions meant that some of the forwards didn't have to drop in, like Ferreira, to get the ball. And that simply just opened things up. And I mentioned in one of my pieces, just, you know, random observations about the game, that the quick passing out of the back was complemented by the open space that that was afforded to them by simply just, you know, a more offensively oriented lineup, which that's what, you know, the home fans wanted to see. And I think that you and both you and Eddie mentioned that it looked like they were having fun. And I think a big part of that was because of the formation and the kind of orientation towards a more offensively positioned lineup.
So, Derek, let me ask you, if you were a midfielder, would you have wanted to play in the first two games where the emphasis was on middle third defending and you really had a struggle to get forward, right? I mean, the fact that they really made the effort to produce a pressing game, I don't think you were going to do what you did in game one and game two with Darwin Quintero in the lineup. So you got to push the team up the field. And to your point that you brought up, I think the Dynamo did that. I thought Vancouver did not get a lot of pressure on the ball, and I think that's where Coco Carrasquilla hurt him. That's where Darwin Quintero hurt him. I was a little surprised that despite the fact that they were setting up in a deeper block defensively, that they didn't get better pressure on the ball. I mean, that's the whole idea. I mean, you don't drop off just because you want to drop off. You drop off, and then you're very aggressive in getting pressure on the ball. I didn't think they were very good at that. I thought the Dynamo could have had four or five goals in this game. Sebas Ferreira is the next one I want to bring up to you because, you know, three games without a goal, maybe a couple of good looks in this game. I also thought that he's pushing a little bit because I thought there were moments he might have played in Fafapico that he elected to go himself. And I think that's a slight sign of a striker that might be pressing a little bit. I'm hoping he's going to break out against Colorado, but some thoughts on him.
Yeah. First of all, great points all the way around. I think that the game probably deserved to have a higher score, but at the same time, when you're just looking at the performances and, you know, just getting 3 points, you got to be happy with it. But with Sebas, you know, I think when you're center forward, specifically as a center forward, and, you know, my position growing up was as a forward, and, you know, not to put me on any kind of thing, but you get inside your own head sometimes when you're not scoring, and you begin to take risks when you shouldn't take risks, and you play it safe when maybe you shouldn't play it safe. And it feels a lot like that with him. And definitely getting a goal, and possibly just getting an assist the way that he did in this game, will go a long way towards
He may have got credit for that assist. I know that he may have gotten credit for that assist, but that was poke tackled away from a defender. I will give him credit for being in a place around the box, to your point, that with a more attacking lineup, the tactics to press and get the team up the field against the team that you expected to sit back got him around the penalty area more. And, you know, if you play into a striker's feet, all kinds of things can happen in and around the penalty area. Sets up free kicks, fouls, this poke tackle away, it goes right to Darwin Quintero, who's playing off him, and he hits a screamer, right? Fantastic goal. So, you know, I'm a little concerned about Sebas. I don't want to get too concerned, but I do want to see him score a goal because, look, and trust me, his staff does. I mean, did you get the sense that the team was trying to set him up and kind of help him get that first goal in MLS?
Oh, 100%. And I feel like they've been, you know, like this game against the Whitecaps is probably the best example that of them being able to try and get it, because the previous two, a lot of the times he was doing a lot of the work to come back to I think that you said it in the broadcast, to come back and get the ball into the midfield. And, you know, as a center forward, you don't want to come back. You want the ball to come up to you. It's worrying, especially when there's a lot of pressure as the with all the highest transfer for the Dynamo.
Yeah, a lot of buildup, a lot of talk, additional pressure, right? Transfer fee and salary until Hector Herrera was signed. It's a lot to live up to. But look, I mean, that's why the Dynamo signed him from Libertad in Paraguay, and they're expecting good things from him. And let's see how it progresses. Now, do you expect the Dynamo, in your mind, to play the same way, same lineup against the Colorado Rapids? This is a much better midfield, a much more stout, smarter midfield, I think, in the case of Mark Anthony Kay, Jack Price. These are guys that have tremendous experience. Do you expect the same lineup, and do you expect the same aggressive tactics from Paulo Nagamura?
I absolutely expect the same lineup based on how can you not start Coco Carrasquilla and how can you not start Darwin Quintero. Matias Vera is the perfect defensive midfielder in that situation. And when your other guys, they're getting looks, they're finding some room, like maybe some other pieces kind of move, but I think we see the same lineup. I think we see the same progression, especially because the Dynamo are playing at home. I think this is also the perfect step up in terms of level of competition for the Dynamo, because the Colorado Rapids have had some pretty good successes at home. So it will be a good test to see how they do, at the Dynamo, who are coming off a very dominant, what I would consider a dominant win over the Whitecaps. So, yeah, I think we see that.
I would bear this in mind, though. First of all, I think that you got to really be wary of them on the counterattack with Michael Barrios and Jonathan Lewis. Those two guys can fly. They got a center forward in Diego Rubio, who's in a good place right now. Like I mentioned, Price and their set pieces. You don't want to concede fouls against the Colorado Rapids because Jack Price can deliver a ball beautifully. Mark Anthony Kay is a workhorse. Coco Carrasquilla, Quintero, him doubling back with his three center backs, if they go with three center backs, it's just a different animal to me, I think. And I'm with you. I think the same lineup. On the other hand, this is a very differing team. And, I don't know. In the future, when you go on the road, if you're going to play in a mid-block, I don't know if you're going to start Darwin Quintero. Now, everybody thinks this is the lineup now that's going to be played every game. He's 34 years of age. He still can make plays, but his minutes are going to have to be managed. I don't think there's any question, because he's not going to be able to play every game. And some games, I think you're going to want him coming off the bench playing 20 minutes and trying to steal you a win on the road. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I mean, those are all really good points. I feel like one of the things that I think that you touched on or hinted at earlier in your segment, the competition among some of the defenders, where, where does Zeka come in? Where does Griffin Dorsey, Zarek Valentin, Teenage Adebi, Daniel Saris? I think that the competition that exists along that back line is going to be fundamental to the evolution of the club, how they work together in terms of defensive performances, especially at home against Colorado. I think that those will be important questions and motivations as well. I Darwin Quintero, he is on the older side. He could rest, but I feel like you come off you score two goals 1 week. I mean, that, even though you're kind of old, I feel like you have to start that player. And Coco Carrasquilla, the last point, I think that having a forward like Corey Baird as well as a, I feel like he's not as strong going forward, but I feel like some of the contributions that he makes on the defensive side are pretty complementary to having a more offensive-oriented midfield.
You make a great point on him. He is a worker. He is a man in motion. I don't think there's any question. I'm with you. I'm assuming the same lineup, although this is a very different animal. I think you made a great point. This is a great step up from the Vancouver Whitecaps, Derek, to now playing the Colorado Rapids, which I think is a bigger test. Hey, thanks so much for coming on. Keep up the good work with Dynamo Theory. Derek, thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me, and thanks so much for all the things that you guys do.
All right, that's Derek Stowers, Dynamo Theory. That's where you can catch him covering the games for the Houston Dynamo. Appreciate him coming on tonight. Sticking to the Dynamo Colorado Rapids theme, how about a pair of tickets right now? Caller number 3, 713-780-3776. Caller number 3, a pair of tickets, Dynamo Colorado Rapids, 713-780-3776. Hope those that are streaming this on the Internet Highway at ESPN97.5.com are enjoying the show tonight. We'll come back. We'll continue the Dynamo Talk. Let's take some of your phone calls as well. Let's get your thoughts on things. We'll hear more from Paulo Nagamura, get some sound from Fafa Pico, and some more things to talk about here tonight, including, well, I'm going to hold it till we come back. All right, Kick Cancer Soccer Camps this weekend. Sign up, dynamosoccer.com or sg1soccer.com. All proceeds to the Snowdrop Foundation.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. We continue on here. Coming up in the second hour, we've got a lot of great interviews. Colorado Rapids analyst, former U.S. national team defender Marcelo Balboa. We will talk to Coco Carrasquilla of the Houston Dynamo. Again, for me, I just thought the different things he brought, the different qualities he brought to that win over Vancouver, I think that was his best ever game in a Dynamo uniform, no question about it. He has had some injury problems, including the hamstring, but exceptional from him. That's an interview you're not going to want to miss either, because it's very, very interesting. For a very young guy, to me, he is extremely professional from what I see. He is extremely humble, and he is extremely focused. He's also a father, so there's a lot of really interesting things going on for him. But at this stage of his career, what's in front of him in, you know, the next year could be really, really remarkable, not only here with the Houston Dynamo, but with Panama if, in fact, they were to qualify for a World Cup. You think about it. If they qualify for a World Cup, Panama, you know, he'll become a national hero pretty much overnight. So we'll talk to him where he got those habits. We'll talk to him about the Dynamo, Paulo Nagamura and company, Dynamo 2-1 winners over Vancouver. As we come back to this segment, again, a big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsors. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. You get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle. You work in a refinery. You might drive an 18-wheeler. Look, you got to call the Daspit Law Firm. It's 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. And like all the sponsors on this show, I love when all of you, when you guys support the sponsors of this show, you're supporting the game of soccer as well. And you're reminding sponsors that the game of soccer is very saleable. On the radio. It's big. It's important. Keeps me on the air. So big shout out to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsors, but right on through to Advantage BMW in Midtown, Hugh O'Connor's Pub, Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture with Jan Christensen. We have his segment coming up tonight. And of course, a big thank you to the Snowdrop Foundation as well. All right, let's get some more sound from Paulo Nagamura, the Dynamo head coach. And, you know, I was talking with Derek there of Dynamo Theory, and he mentioned Matias Vera. I mean, if you're thinking about Hector Herrera, I mean, this guy has to come in, you would think, and is likely going to be your holding midfielder in front of two center backs. Now, that's not for me to decide. That's for Paulo Nagamura to decide. But in my mind, I'm thinking that's the place you're going to want to play him. What does that mean for Matias Vera? Again, this is competition. This is playing time. This is minutes. And you got to give Pat Onstad a lot of credit. Look, the coaches and the staff, they don't want to say things that, you know, upset the apple cart when it comes to the players on the squad and the overall squad. Hector Herrera is coming here to play. Okay, he's going to take somebody else's minutes. That's the bottom line. Putting together the correct three-man midfield, that's Paulo Nagamura's job. And, you know, he's getting a real asset and a real resource. So what does that mean? If Coco Carrasquilla is in form, you know, is it Herrera, Carrasquilla, Quintero? Right? I think we've pretty much found out that Coco Carrasquilla is best as an eight, because he does tremendous defensive work. He embraces it, by the way. And that's the position he plays for the Panamanian national team, too. The position you saw him play against Vancouver is what he does for Panama. Now, you remember last year with the Dynamo trying to figure out their midfield, he played as a 10 a couple times. He played deeper. He played in all three midfield positions, pretty much. So you have to think of all these new players coming in. You're not bringing guys in to be squad players. You're hoping that these guys become starters, and you're spending real money. So this is the reality of professional sports. There are some people that got a lot of minutes last year. We're going to see those dwindle. More competition, better team, more wins, more entertaining, lifting the quality of training sessions, all of this stuff. The dynamics and the tentacles spread really far and wide when it comes to creating a culture and an identity, which the Houston Dynamo are trying to do. All right, let's go to Paulo Nagamura talking about the two-goal performance of Darwin Quintero, the scientist, goals from Colombia.
He was awesome. I think with the game plan that we had it and the strategics going to this game, I think fitted really well for Darwin's game. And I think, it paid off on a playing field. I think Darwin had a very good 70 minutes. Started getting tired at the end there, so he needed to come off. But that's what is great for our group. We have players that understand that sometimes they're going to come off the bench, and sometimes they're going to start, and they're really responding well to that. And Darwin gave everything that he had today from the start, and as everyone saw, had a big influence in the score today.
Memo Rodriguez came on in midfield for Quintero, and I thought Memo Rodriguez brought a lot of good energy off the bench, as did others. So that was something to keep an eye on as well. Look, I don't know if it's just I'm posing this right now. 713-780-3776. Give me your thoughts on the Houston Dynamo. 713-780-3776 could be the Champions League. Call in with your opinion, throwing the vine out there to you. I'm not sure this is as simple as, okay, same lineup, and we're going to do the exact same thing against the Colorado Rapids. There are going to be tweaks from Paulo Nagamura in the tactical plan, in the opponent, in the individuals that are on this team. This is a team that had an outstanding regular season last year, had one of the best records in the league. I would imagine they're going to come in with the same lineup off a 2-0 win against Sporting Kansas City. William Yarborough in goal, Aaron Trusty, Lala Bubakar, Rosenberry, Estevez, Kay, Price, Betashore in midfield, and then Luis Rubio and Barrios up front. These guys can run. You're going to have to be very good in transition defending. They can break out. We have seen Michael Barrios, the Colombian, with FC Dallas and also Colorado, cause problems for the Dynamo in past history. It's tricky. I'm not sure this is going to be the same at all as we saw against the Vancouver Whitecaps. I think this team has more threat in transition, despite the fact that Dahomey and Cavallini put together a wonderful goal. But I think this team, to me, is a little bit more concerning in transition, in on the counterattack. So I don't know what tweaks Paulo Nagamura is going to bring, but we'll see. And this is a team that, out of their 9 shots, 8 of their shots came from inside the box, the Colorado Rapids, in their victory over Sporting Kansas City. And that was at home. So it's on the road for them, and we'll see what they do. Paulo Nagamura then on the performance of Coco Caraschia.
Coco, very good game. Very good game, Coco. And we talked about early this week how we need to keep increasing his fitness levels. And I think he showed well when he came on against Sporting. And today, again, another fantastic performance from him. And we just got to keep him so he can keep improving so he's going to help us for 90 minutes. But again, very influential in the middle, keeping possession, moving the ball around and spreading the game. And that's what we wanted from him. And so very happy for his performance as well.
So let's talk about Paulo Nagamura. With increased competition, new players coming in, you got real decisions you have to make as a head coach, right? So Teenage Adebi is your designated player. He's arguably your best player last year in the entire team. Yeah, he was. He's had a lack of minutes so far. Was at the African Cup of Nations. He was brought on. Now, when he was brought on, the Dynamo obviously were protecting a 2-1 lead. That's a tricky one. Are you bringing him on, and I don't know this, are you bringing him on to defend the lead? Of course you are. But are you also bringing him on to make him a part of this victory? Well, if you remember and you watched the game closely, Teenage Adebi came into the game, mistimed a header, and it turned into a very dangerous moment for the Houston Dynamo. Now, if you were to throw those 3 points away, and that ends up a 2-2 draw, it's a very different feel here today. That shows you how thin and slight the margins are. At what point does your designated player get back in the lineup? And by the way, Daniel Starris hasn't done anything wrong to give up his position. Seems to me he's defended quite well. Now, there might be an individual matchup you like Adebi with. That might be a little bit different. There's all kinds of things for a coach, you know, to decide who plays, who starts, where and why. So we have to think of these decisions. Hector Herrera might come here and he's going to replace somebody who's playing very well, but he's, you know, you're not going to spend over $6 million a season to bring him here to not play. It's the same with Teenage Adebi. So very, very interesting dynamics. This is why the head coach has very, very tough, decisions to make. Fafapico. How about Fafapico and how Darwin Quintero helped him on the field?
No, it's for me, it's good because it allows me to make my run and kind of expect the ball to get to where I'm going, and also frees me up to get isolation with wingbacks. Obviously, Vancouver plays with a certain formation and a different style than different teams, but just him being in that certain spots and slots eliminates the double or triple pressure that sometimes I'll get, and now I'm able to just take on my men and get to doing what I do best.
So that was Fafapico. I liked when he came over to the right side of the field and brought width. I liked the fact that I think the first time he picked up a ball there, he cuts in, he gets in behind the defense to the end line to square a ball back. I hope to see more of that. I know the inverted thing. People love it. It's a little different than just an out-and-out winger hugging a touchline, and I think it's a good look sometimes to mix things up. Also, when he's on the right side of the field going in at an angle, he's likely going to collect the ball with his stronger foot, his right foot, which he pushes out in front of him. And if he's isolated one-on-one, nobody's catching him. Nobody's catching him. Gio Reyna set up Witzel to earn Dortmund a late win. Paul Pogba's home was burglarized after the loss to Atletico. Are things in the news. Juventus out. We talked about that. And the Houston Dash, guess what? I got a 4-pack to the Houston Dash now as we go to break for their opening game, NWSL Challenge Cup, this Sunday, right now. Caller number 5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
I was a beast. My blood, it was the boiling. It was amazing. Hot, hot, hot.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.